Good morning everyone, this is Sal Sally, and welcome to the first day of September 2019. Hope you all are doing great. I have just returned from a lot of travel for work over the last couple of weeks. I've been to Denver, Colorado, as well as Boston, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., Charlotte, North Carolina, Baltimore, Maryland, and the list goes on and on. It's been a busy last few weeks, but very productive. And I also forgot to add Bethany Beach to the list, which is in Delaware on the Atlantic Ocean. I do enjoy traveling, and I always find new things when I travel and try to absorb the new messages that you can get. My message for everyone today is build bridges, not walls. Everybody is different. Everybody is diverse. We all have our own story to tell. Don't be so obsessed about your own self that you forget about the other people that are around you. When you see somebody, even though they may be different, reach out to them. Take the first step. Try to build a connection. Build a bridge with them, to them. Get to their side. Leave your side and move to their side. And ask them their story and ask them what's going on with them. And try and listen to what they're saying, not so that you can make a quick and smart reply, but you can give them the opportunity to be heard. So many times, that's all they need. They're not looking for a solution, they're not looking for advice as to how you can fix them. They're just looking for an opportunity to be heard. They may be sitting in the midst of crowds and a lot of people, but inside they're alone. Reach out, make a connection, build a bridge. It's easier said than done, but everybody is so busy in the hustle and bustle of life and is so busy focusing on themselves, their own situation, their own problems, their own concerns and anxieties and worries that they forget about the others. They build a wall and a fence around themselves and look inward rather than outward. I'm encouraging you to look outward. Reach out, shake somebody's hand, have a conversation. And you'll be amazed at what that can do for you. You'll be amazed at how much insight you can get by having those conversations. You don't have to do a PhD in analytical science to become wise. You don't need to go to an Ivy school to become wise. Wisdom is all around you. Open your eyes, open your ears, and most importantly, open your mind. Messages are being provided to you everywhere. The attention span of a human being is 8 seconds. That's less than the attention span of a goldfish. We are bombarded by messages across different media, text, print, audio, video, and so on. We have to make the choice to focus on the important messages rather than the urgent. If you are in a bad situation, you need to do something about it. Continuing to stay in that bad situation and not taking any action is not going to help. For you to get a different outcome, you need to take a different action. If you do the same thing, you will get the same result. So have the courage to take a different action. Have the courage to expand your zone of comfort and your zone of possibility and move forward. Even though it may seem daunting in the beginning, even though it may seem difficult and you may be afraid of the unknown, have faith in God. He is there with you. He is carrying you forward. We are all creatures of habit. We like to do the same thing. We are resistant to change. We have fear of the unknown. But sometimes you need to take the first step, not knowing where that is going to take you. But you have this feeling that it's going to be a better place than where you are today. And that's all that matters. You don't need to have the entire pathway chalked out. All you need to do is take the first step and to keep moving forward. I'm not saying that the path will be straight and it will be easy. You may go up and down and take two steps forward and then two steps back or three steps back and then a couple sideways. And that's okay, but you keep moving on. That's what life is about. It is a panorama of experiences. But to experience those new chapters, you need to turn the page. You need to let go of the old. And you need to be open to embracing the new. You cannot live in the past and be in the present. You have to remember, a mistake is not a sin. We all make mistakes. You cannot be crucified for it. Sometimes people act with the best interest, but the result is not in line with what they thought. That does not mean that they acted in a bad way. Forgiveness is critical. You need to forgive yourself for your mistakes. And more importantly, you need to forgive others. Life is short. Do not withhold communicating with somebody that you have wanted to and postponing it for tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. You only have today. Do what you can today. Make the most of today. And take action. Build bridges. Forgive. Be grateful. There is so much you need to be grateful for. When you travel and you talk to other people and you see other people's situations and you hear things and you expose your mind to messages, you realize that there is so much to be grateful for. Thank God. Open your mind, forgive others, build your treasures up in heaven where they are permanent rather than up here down in this world where moths will eat them and damage them and where thieves will steal them. Focus on yourself, focus on your relationship with God and how you can improve. And not on trying to change the other person. That's not your job. Focus on changing yourself. Focus on improving yourself. God will take care of the rest and the other person. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I have. And again, build bridges, not walls. Enjoy the rest of your long weekend. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. This is Sal Selly.